express yourself. Whatever you do, do it.
Hello, good morning, good morning. YK Delta and beyond. This is another edition of Talk Line. Diane McGachran is back, and with me is
Joe Moses Jr.
Yeah, so it looks like it's a beautiful day in Bethel. I don't know how it is in your neck of the woods or neck of the tundra, but...
Don't jinx it any more than it already is.
I know, I've said too much. Anyway, you can give us a call anonymously or using your own name, and you can also email us, and Joe's going to give you the numbers and the email address.
Phone numbers to give us a call are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on, a lot of legislative action going on with our state budget, and people ramp gearing up for birds and kings, and I think the river looks like it could kind of break a little early. Did you have some early May guesses, Joe, on the river?
I never buy no tickets.
Oh, you don't? Oh, I have a few early May ones, about May 5th. I have a guess. May 5th in the afternoon. So I'm hoping. All right. So we have our first caller. No surprise here. It's Mr. John Nick.
Oops. We lost him.
No, maybe not. Good morning, John. Are you welcome to Talk Line? Oh, he was there and then he called back, John. Maybe something happened. They might have pushed the wrong button. So how was the show last week?
Good. A little slow at first, but it was okay.
Yeah.
People were complaining about... loose dogs.
The loose dogs. Oh, my gosh.
And the dumpster truck was having software issues.
Oh, okay.
They got that up and running.
Boy, it was obvious when they are not on.
And then the one that they have for backup was having more mechanical issues.
Oh, no. But it looks better now.
We finally got Rick Robb called at the end of the show, but he didn't have much time.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Okay.
He asked what the biggest complaint was of the day, and I told him loose dogs.
They need a dog catcher is what we need.
They need a tax collector, too.
Yeah, someone who collects the taxes from the restaurants. But, okay, that's another story.
It's not fair for everybody that pays to pay and the other people don't pay.
Yeah. Okay, I think we got John Nick back online. John, are you there? Welcome
to
Talk
Line. Hey,
good
everyone.
Morning.
How are you guys doing there?
Awesome. How are you?
Oh. Well, healing up too. I had a knee replacement, getting better now.
You got a knee replacement?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my. Take care of that.
Yeah, I'm really careful on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to be back. I was going to warn everyone. I'm home now. Talk Line, watch out.
He has
Speaking
returned.
Of watch out, while I was in Anchorage and Wasilla, I heard some people were killing muskox.
Oh, out here?
Yeah, I heard about three of them, and they left them alone. I don't understand what they're going through. We want to build them up. We don't want to destroy them. Let them build up like a moose moratorium.
I think that it was two muskox.
Well, that's still too many.
Yeah.
You know, one is one too many.
Yep.
Especially when they're just starting to breed around here. We're starting to build them up. Fish and Game ain't harming us. They're trying to help us reproduce and stuff like that. So please think about this kind of situations.
Yeah.
Before you go kill something, you don't even know how to butcher it.
Right.
And don't even know how to cut it up. You leave it there to rot. What's the sense of that? There's no sensibility. You know, you use your common knowledge the way your ancestors brought you up. Mm-hmm. You know, in the olden days, food meant a lot. Nowadays, you've got stores and everything else, and everybody's careless with wild animals. That's what hurts us the most. People like myself or others who like to hunt, you know, and hunt for the family, for food, not for fun, but mostly for subsistence, you know, to sustain your livelihood.
Uh-huh.
And when you go out and destroy animals that you want to build up, it's just destroying yourself. You're destroying the community. You know, it's time to wake up here. If you're in a deep sleep.
Yeah. Well, and maybe, you know, I think it's good for people to keep talking around the dinner table or with friends. Just talk
Even
about values.
Talk line. Pass the word around.
Yeah.
Writing letters, you know.
And talk about the traditional values.
And don't be afraid to turn in your neighbor.
Mm.
Don't be afraid. because of nepotism. That's what a lot of things go on like that, because of nepotism. Get over that situation and be brave and speak up.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, well, there I told you my warning would be out. Everyone, please, while you're out there hunting, you know, Yahok is a guiding stick. You need to have that in order to make sure where you're stepping is solid.
Mm.
And knowing the depth of the water and stuff like that. Mm. And it's also good for retrieving birds that you can't reach. All you got to do is tie a rope, get a stick, and pull her in, you know, without having to risk your life going out to try to get it.
So John, are you able to ride your bike?
No, I went to therapy. I thought I would be. I only went half a cycle. I would have went nowhere. I would have crashed.
Oh.
But I'm starting to loosen up now.
Yeah.
So
you had both knees or one knee?
One knee, and I've been walking around stuff. I'm wanting to go hunt next week. So be a lot of good exercise for me.
Yeah, only way you can get it strong again.
Yep. Can't lay there, otherwise you're going to have a bum leg, you know.
Yeah.
Mine was there to improve it.
Well, good luck with that.
I will.
All right.
Okay, everyone, I better let you go. Everyone, please wear... don't wear your life jacket, but if you're on that river hunting, though, it'd be nice to have one. And wear a guiding stick, watch out where you're going hunting,
mm-hmm.
and know where your hunting partner is.
Yes.
And don't drink and hunt either, or drink and drive.
Mm-mm.
And if you're pregnant, refrain from that also. Mm-hmm. Everyone, please be safe and have a good day. I'm glad I'm home.
All right. Good.
Okay, good to hear from you guys.
Happy recovery.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So
we got Mark Springer replaced, what's her name, on
Nikki
council?
Hoffman.
Yeah.
Hoffman, yeah.
And then
what about the other opening with Byron?
They're going to do that on the next council meeting.
Oh, okay.
So Mark's back.
Yeah, it's good. He's a veteran. He knows some things.
He's been around the block before.
Yeah, I think that there's easily, for at least a 3-year contract, a full-time dog catcher position where the person is dedicated just to that. They would do community education, set up free spay and neuter clinics, check on animal cruelty calls, pick up loose dogs, interact with the community to begin to develop a different way that dogs
sound like
are treated in this
do.
Community. I would love that job.
Well, you should.
Love it.
You should do it.
Yeah. And you could have dog training classes. I mean, a full-time job, they could really be a service to the community. So, anyway. Okay. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day, and I'm glad I'm alive. I'm glad.
Me too.
That I'm you picked. I wish I could speak it fluently.
Yeah.
But I understand it, like, totally.
Oh, nice.
You know, old people can come up to me and talk to me, and it goes in my ear, and it gets translated to English thought in my brain, and I can understand it.
Wow.
But it's kind of hard to speak it. But anyway, seems like there's supposed to be a protocol when police do go to a report of a domestic disturbance or whatever, if there's infants or kids in the house, and parents are drinking, or people that are there are drinking, and there's violence, possible threats of violence. Seem like there's a protocol. They're supposed to call the on-call social worker or whoever, OCS, you know, Child Protective Services, are supposed to come and, you know, determine whether the kids are in danger and put them into protective custody. Or care, you know, protective care. You know, but I've seen it over and over again where our Bethel Police Department, you know, BPD.
Yes.
They don't follow protocol.
Oh.
See, and it seems like, but this is just me, it seems like they're not doing their job. And if I was in charge, which I am not, and I'm not going to be on council or anything like that, you know. But anyway, because I answered Joe's question before he asked me if I'm going to run. I already know I'm not. Anyway, yeah, Bethel Police Department, please. try to step up your responsibility of protect and serve and do it. Anyway, that's my 10 cents worth. It's not 2 cents because it's about the police department over and over again. Anyway, I'm getting worked up. It's okay. Friday. I'm supposed to have a good day today.
Deep breath.
It is beautiful, so that, I'll leave it with that. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful
day.
Have a good
day.
All right. Bye. All right. Yeah, so good points. Now, speaking of the river, we have a, there's going to be, now this is very interesting, Bethel Community Services Foundation, they're going to have a Kuskokwim Ice Classic Second Chance Raffle. Now this is a completely separate raffle regarding the river, and I'm gonna read, oh, I'll do that after we take this next call. And this next call is Jesse. Welcome to Talkline, Jesse. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just had a really, my heart's broken for those two muskox, you know, that's been injured and killed. You know, I grew up with those guys, you know, from my island, and we respected them. They respected us. And it was just like somebody killing part of my family, you know, because that's where they first started here, you know, at my home on Nunavak. So I was so sad, especially with that, when that was injured.
Right.
You know, that is so cruel. And I hope whoever you are, wherever you are, I hope you will come to terms that what you guys did or whoever did, that was so cruel. And I hope you come in and turn yourself in, because you won't be able to sleep, eat, or because we all know what you guys did.
Mm.
So.
Well, Jesse, I think that's your feeling of empathy and connection to that animal is a really beautiful value, like a beautiful cultural value that you've expressed.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, we grew up down there respecting them, and, you know, in return, we couldn't touch them. But now at least we could, you know, we eat out of them. We got food for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know how to cook them, but a lot of people like that meat too. It's the most delicious meat.
Mm-hmm.
And they cook it, and that's how our village people make living, you know. And if
right.
they continue to do that, go that, they would be able to do that here too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, yeah.
My heart's so broken for those two animals, and I hope they will learn to leave, like them buffaloes or whatever they are, and muskox, leave them alone. They don't bother us.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Jesse, for calling and telling us that.
My heart has been broken since then because of those two.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We have such a beautiful day today.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, that was really nice empathy. So we have Ian. Welcome to the show, Ian. Good morning. You're on Talkline.
Good morning. This is Ken Stolnecker with Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge.
Sorry, Ken. Wrong. I thought you were Ian.
But it's okay. No worries. Hey, I wanted to just kind of follow up. We talked with you, I think, about 2 weeks
ago. About lead shot or something, right?
There was that, but there was also the topic I talked about was the public hearing for the fish issue on the Kuskokwim for this upcoming year.
Mm-hmm.
I announced that we were having a hearing last week. And so I just wanted to do a little bit of a follow-up to that. We did have the hearing, and we did take public comment on folks' thoughts on how the season should be managed this upcoming year. And I want to mention that as a result of that, and as a result of the estimated run size that we're seeing for Chinook salmon for this year, that the decision has been made. We are moving ahead. Fish and Wildlife Service is moving ahead with issuing a special action that will limit the Chinook harvest this year to federally qualified subsistence users on the Kuskokwim, much like we did last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We are in the process of making that happen. We're still working out other details as to exactly what the season may look like as far as gear type and closings and openings and so forth. And as we get that all resolved, we'll be keeping people up to date on that. One thing I would encourage folks, particularly tribal folks who are listening in, who are up and down the river, is to, if you have thoughts and input on how you'd like to see the fishery managed this year and ideas, input on that process, make sure that you know who your Intertribal Fish Commission, your Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission in-season representative is. We are, as the Fish and Wildlife Service, meeting regularly right now up to and through the season with the in-season managers from the Intertribal Fish Commission. And so the best way to make your thoughts known as a tribal member would be through your representative to that Intertribal Fish Commission.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else, Joe?
No.
Fish and Wildlife?
No, I'm glad that you were able to provide that information, and it's very helpful. It doesn't seem like it, but, you know, it really helps to inform the Waikei Delta what's happening so they have an understanding of what, you know, what the process is going to look like, and hopefully, you know, we'll have less issues than we had in the past.
Yeah, again, I think the key right now is things will look pretty much like last year. However, we are predicting just a little bit larger of a run on the Chinook than we had last year. So we are hoping that though it will look much like last year, there may be some more opportunity provided over the course of the season,
mm-hmm.
which is always kind of a good thing.
Sure, sure. Okay. Well, we appreciate you calling in whenever you have announcements like that and updates for us.
And if you can, keep us up to date every week.
There you go.
Hey, Joe Diane, this is Ray Bourne. I'm here also with Ken.
Okay.
Talking about Emperor Goose a little bit. We do have some visits. We have folks going out to Newtok today to talk about Emperor Goose harvest and how we want to try and monitor that. And currently we have some folks in Tuksuk, Nightmute, and Chivac that are gathering information for us to help us with that process. So that seems to be going very well. So,
and what is it that you're doing? You're counting or finding out how many are taken or what?
Yeah, number of emperor geese taken mm-hmm. by household. And we're just basically working with the villages or the tribes out there to kind of gather that information to help us determine what the harvest looks like on emperor goose.
Okay.
All
that's,
right.
That's everything from here.
Okay. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a couple more callers. Ruth, good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Well, hi, this is Ruth Yvonne. Did you guys know that the U.S. Navy is planning to conduct Northern Edge this year from May 1 to 12, a live fire war game training in the Gulf of Alaska?
Wait, say that again. You're saying the U.S. Navy is going to be conducting
yeah.
like
yeah,
exercises of some kind in the...
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it's very wrong to do that this time because of our salmon. And, you know, the IAC Preservation Council is trying to move with the help of Lisa Murkowski to move to another date. I don't know how it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to get a hold of her somehow and see how it's going, because our salmon will be, you know, if the Navy conducted as they had planned, they're going to disperse 352,000 pounds of materials, like expended materials from bombs, missiles, targets, naval shells, small town drones, and all kinds. And it's going to hit our essential habitat of that goes to in the Pacific Salmon that goes to the Kuskokwim and other areas, to Lake Erie. And these are very hazardous, like they have lead cyanide and tantalum.
Yeah, I think
it's really dangerous stuff.
And the tribes in Kodiak have been really good about pushing back and having there's a loud noise in your background. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
but
I know it's the grandkids.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's just the kids.
Yeah, it's a very interesting.
No, it's good. And those tribes have really pushed to have those exercises either change the time of year or change
I
the location.
I don't think they do that.
Yeah.
I want to know that, what the news has to say about that, because this is serious for our salmon, you know. We don't want our salmon to be touched in any way with, because it grows, you know, affect us. That's my concern right now.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to put some limits on what they do, but they are going to do those
so.
Exercises. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's, I wish they could do it in another year, another time limit. Like the IAS, they're trying to move it over to September and something like that.
Right.
I wonder what will happen. This was my concern, and also I have another concern.
Yes.
One of the concerns I have is the trash in the rivers.
Mm.
If we truly love Alaska, like, we will not trash it. So people that are on boats, don't throw your trash. We always gather our trash. My mom taught us to gather our trash, even when we camp, gather our trash, either bury it or take it home. We usually take it home and just trash it here. So I hope you guys do that, because I love Alaska. I live here.
Mm-hmm.
I travel, you know, some parts of the world, in the U.S., that is. And there's no place like Alaska. Mm-hmm. We are so blessed here,
mm-hmm,
with what food we get from our subsistence way of life, like fishing, hunting, you know. We are so blessed. So I hope the young people, even when they go moose hunting, they need to gather their trash, take it home, or either bury it. That would be even better. Okay, that's my concern. Okie dokie. How you guys have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Thank you, Ruth. Well, that's really nice. I mean, another call for respecting the land and the environment. Helen is with us. Good morning, Helen. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I'd like to give a shout out to KYUK for winning the broadcasting awards for the state of Alaska.
Oh.
And for our young people who got awards for the whole state of Alaska. That's awesome. KYUK workers and you volunteers, that's awesome.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk a little about we're affecting climate change when we throw trash in the tundra, on our streets, clean our ponds, clean our rivers. Don't throw stuff in the rivers. You know, there's blackfish that grow in the ponds, lusfish too, some of them live there. If we don't take care of our land, what are we leaving our young children? And people who are having a hard time, talk to someone, have some, you know, encourage them. If you know someone's having a hard time, go help them. And I noticed people in Bethel like to drive so fast, they even killed someone last week on the highway. And Bethel people, if you're a driver, don't drive so fast. You're just going to take 5-10 minutes to get to where you are. You can't go any Anchorage. You can't go anywhere. Just Bethel. But I'm proud of you guys, and just giving shout out to KYUK. Awesome.
Okay. Thank you, Helen. All right.
Again, the phone numbers to give us a call here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Okay, so now we've got this additional second chance Ice Classic raffle. Now this is completely separate than the one that's already closed. You've got your guesses in, you're set. But they're going to open up a quick one, and there's only going to be 60 tickets for this. And this one is the winner has to have their guess. Wait a minute. Let me start over. The winner has to guess the exact minute that the tripod stops the clock. So, for example, if you said it would stop at 11:04 and it stops on that 11:04 exactly, you will win. Now, the winner will take 2/3 of the pot. And I think it's going to be about $15,000 if all 60 tickets are sold. Each ticket is $250, so you and some friends can pool the money and go in together on this. Tickets are on sale today from 11 to 6 at AC, and tomorrow from noon to 3 at AC. You can also purchase a minute, the exact minute you think the tripod is going to stop the clock, and you can do it over the phone by calling the Kuskokwim Ice Classic. I'm going to give you the number for that, 545-8483. And you can do that beginning on Monday. You can start making the calls. But you can go to AC today from 11 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and tomorrow from noon to 3. Now, Kate writes, we expect the 60 guesses to be sold quickly, so don't delay because there's only 60 tickets. The deadline to buy your ticket is either before the guesses run out or the ice breaks. Tickets must be purchased the day before breakup occurs to be valid. Okay, so you have a little bit of time to get enough people together to buy a $250 raffle ticket, or go in on your own and see if you can win 15,000, or 2/3 of 15,000, I should say, so about 10,000. So, okay, so that is the Second Chance Ice Classic. I'll say a little bit more about that again. And right now we're going to take another call from Willie. Good morning, Willie. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Yeah, hey, I'm calling you from Busby out of curiosity. I keep hearing your electric company here, one individual being certain to get shut up, saying that employee of the electric company saying that he's meeting his hazard. And I thought it was electric companies responsibility, not the customers. You know anything about those?
Say that again.
The electric company, the electricity we receive here from our power plant, the AVAC, there's an individual that they get threatened from one of the workers. I think it's just a worker. I'm not quite sure. That saying that he could get shut off. He was going to get shut off for meter hazard. Isn't that meter their responsibility or what?
No, the meter is your responsibility. You're the customer that's requesting the service, if your meter's not up to code, then you know they can. You know, due to a liability issue, they can turn it off.
Yeah, well then
your meter has to be up to code. Your meter, where they put the meter in.
Yeah.
It needs to be compliant with the electrical code.
Well, then the customer can easily get another one, huh?
Well, it's like they said, it's the customer's responsibility.
Yeah, but these guys we never knew that. I said it was always the electric company's responsibility.
Their responsibility is to put a meter in your meter box. The meter box belongs to you because you had the wiring done to your house. And if it's not up to code and it's going to be hazardous to your yeah. house, you know, they have every right not to install one if they feel it's not meeting their code.
So they can get shut up like that, huh?
Yeah, because, you know, you have to be you have to meet the code.
Yeah, but can't you just buy another one?
Hmm. Who, the power company?
No. The customer, the one with the meter problem.
The one with the meter problem has to get it fixed.
Fixed or get another one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, they shouldn't just, you know, they should explain right away instead of, you're really hard, it's just hard, you didn't shut up and we didn't know anything about it. Okay, that sounds, now I understand. So, the paying customers can get another replacement.
They need to replace their meter, meter box if it's not up to code and if it's going to be a hazardous to the,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the house.
Yes, sir, I understand that. Okay, now I know.
Okay.
All right, you shoot anything down yet?
No.
Me too. My boys take over my technique. Anyway, have a good day. Have a good day, guys.
Okay. Thank you. So, good.
The one and only.
The one and only. We just have to take a breath. Okay, here we go. Cesari, welcome to Talk Line.
I even know one talk. You really ruined my day.
All right. How are you doing?
That's my business.
Oh, okay. Okay. How are you doing?
You just ruined it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You're in trouble, Diane.
He's feisty today. All right.
What's up? You really missed my... Everything evaporated from my brain. You complaining about me before I open mouth?
No. Oh, no. We're just teasing. We're just friendly teasing. Yes.
What I want to say something. Anyway, on that... we're still fighting on the liquor license, you know.
Oh, what's going on with that?
I don't know. Mine was postponed way down in there. I just didn't no carry anymore. But I still care for safety, you know, for people with they'll be meeting on Thursday regarding the Tundra liquor over there by Edge Automotive. There was somebody killed over there this last weekend.
Oh, the pedestrian?
Yeah.
Oh.
But the imagination will be 100 times more drunk in there on that highway. Because first of all, I worry about those kids and juveniles and mm-hmm. in the trailer court. It's so concentrated. So many empty spots in there to hide it and drain and... I will speak up to the city council before about that. And there is on the city council, Bourbon or whatever, they get responsible if something happened to somebody, some young girl or boy or whatever, be invited and connect with the liquor. They be not the owner of the liquor store, because if they approval, their responsibility getting on the shoulder. And it's all right, like there was before rejected because it's too close to highway also. And you see and you know how many crashes is by the post office every year. It's about 10 to 15 accidents. What is pretty much every second crash is people get hurt over there. So I kind of worry about that. No matter what happened, you know, but... I've been in here a long time, and no matter what, I still worry about the safety for everybody in this town. And that's what I say on that thing. And secondly, the people don't know how to drive anyway. mostly of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going from Tamigan, First Road touch downtown and heading to Ridgecrest, and you're trying to school. People stay on the first road, stay in for 5 minutes, try turn it before the stop sign, try turn it to left to the high school. You should be pulled out to the middle intersection, car coming out from opposite, you have time. Otherwise, when you're waiting to the somebody come from the downtown to the high school, you don't have time to turn it. Every place in the Eckridge or any place else, you go to the middle intersection, you'll be in the second or the first one in the line, but they come coming from a car coming from opposite way, you go to a middle intersection, wait when the car passes and you have quickly move in there. Otherwise, you block your exit to everybody who's going straight down. Another thing is you have by the school, don't turn after 8 to the left when you're going from high school. And mostly taxi cabs or any cab, lots of them, they stay in and block everybody anyway. If I have a chance, I just run and blow them up.
Hmm.
But, you know, that's why it's the sign, don't turn to left. You make it however traffic behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Just turn to right and go all the way in loop and release all of this traffic.
Huh.
The people don't get to the head. That, why they put the sign, no turn to the left. But that's what I say, that my time will expire and I call you in about 3 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you very much for calling, Cesari. Okay. Looks like we have Herman. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. Calling to give him kind of a little update on what's going on in Juneau. We're trying to put income taxes and permanent fund. But before I do that, I was going to make a comment, and I agree with those people about keeping our land clean. And one thing about our salmon, to me, I know some communities that dump, they pump from the sewage lagoon or the foreign's pipe. They run the pump day and night for about 2 weeks, and they pump the sewage off the top of the sewage lagoon. They call it treated, but all they're doing is letting it settle.
Mm.
And I know a lot of communities that do that. To me, they should find some other way to dispose of that sewage, or some other design that doesn't have to pump that sewage into the river. Because I did a study, and I found some salmon, baked salmon, in the river, you know, during the time when they were pumping it. So somebody got to address that, and I'm glad the forecast looked pretty good for our salmon. And, you know, Lord willing, we will continue to be blessed with king salmon. And, you know, if we all work together to protect our land, we will have... And I agree with not killing the muskox. You know, if they get more and more, we'll have even muskox to eat around here. We'll have wood bison, they're getting more and more. We'll have moose. And if they even bring back reindeer like on Tambo, man, it'd be like zoo around here. We'd be just with all this food, you know. So, I was going to go back to one reason I called is, right now they're deciding whether to do an income tax, and they really want to go to that bill where they take away half our dividend and use it for them. And people need to call Lyman and tell them it seems like it's not right putting 12,000 to 15,000 people below the poverty level, you know, because the governor, he said, by winning the election, he said he wouldn't touch our permanent fund. Then after he got elected, he had people like Heron tell us, the athlete, what you got, he don't take it off. They're telling you guys to sit on and be quiet. Now they tell us, we got to spend it for you, to save it for you. But, you know, they're not telling you the truth. We deserve honesty. They got enough money with their to pay their big budgets, you know. They didn't need to listen to them. Teachers union lobbyists, the other lobbyists, where all our money's going. You don't need to take away our permanent fund that our teacher put away for high school, from high school for college, you know. They don't need to take away $550,000 to take from like Antioch, from poorest people in our reach, you know. It seemed like people need to go to, you know, one guy was saying that we should have income tax first, you know, before they take away our permanent fund, because people from North Slope working in oil fields, other places, you know, they make a lot of money, and here they're not contributing to the services they receive here. You know, they should pay their share too, not take it off the backs of the people who need it the most by taking away their permanent fund. But go to this site. Somebody in Bethel could have started joining the petition to drive to recall this governor. Go to www.facebook.com/save the PFD. Get involved, guys. You know, think of your kids. What they're doing to us is not right. And call Lyman up. But, then, you know, those are my comments. And, you know, Lord willing, we will be catching a lot of fish. And I think people who live here a long time, you know, even though they're not native, they should be able to fish too, you know. But that don't mean everybody from all over the world should come here and try to fish. But I think, I'm sure they'll find a way to make it, there'll be enough salmon for everybody. But those are my comments. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Herman.
Bye.
So he brings up that big issue. When they cut the PFD, it hurts people in rural communities and people who do not have very much of an income far more than it hurts anyone else. But if they did not cut the PFD and instead did a state income tax, it would not hurt people in rural areas who have very low incomes. They probably wouldn't pay much of a tax. And it would start to take a little bit more, and it's not even that much, but a little bit more from people who make more, who have very solid salaries and are doing very well. So the cutting of the PFD is a real problem kind of area. Okay, so we have Sam on the line. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. I was just concerned about this last past week. A lady was bumped here in Bethel, and we were just wondering why the name withheld whoever bumped that person on the street here in Bethel.
I don't know much about that story myself, but I don't know why the driver's name wasn't mentioned. But
yeah, and then we were just wondering how come KYUK didn't news that, whatever that news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we the people here in Bristol are, you know, we're concerned because how come that whoever bumped that person didn't, you know, they didn't reveal their name.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, and I was just concerned about that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll be listening to KYUK and whatever happens, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, maybe someone will call with information. Thank you, Sam.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Next, we have Grady from the Cultural Center. Good morning, Grady. Welcome to Talk Line.
Oh, good morning. I'm just trying to turn off my radio.
Turn down your radio.
Make a big mistake. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
There we go.
What's up?
So I got a couple things. I want to, first of all, I don't know how familiar everyone is with Bethel Live, which is a karaoke and open mic music performance that we've been hosting here at the Cultural Center monthly. This coming Saturday on the 29th, we'll be doing that again. That's karaoke from 6 to 8, and then at 8 p.m., open mic, which means any musician or non-musician can get up and take the mic, do some poetry, do some juggling, or play some music. I'm really excited. I expect a couple of local older Bethel residents coming out this time, and that's what I've been aiming for a while. The other thing I'd like to mention, Diane, is Best in the West has a congratulatory luncheon for the winners of this year's competition on Monday from 11:30 to 12:30, and the public is invited to come and experience what that Best in the West program has done over the course of the last 8 years and look into it for the future. And so I encourage everyone to come out, have lunch with us, talk to some of the winners, get an idea for what the competition is if they didn't know about it, maybe get ready to participate next year. And while I have you on the line, I'll mention that the library is hosting computer and business trainings Thursday mornings at 10 a.m.
What's the business? What do you mean business train? Like computer skills,
computer
and business skills together?
So we're starting first with, you know, web basics and files and folders, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing resumes and cover letters and job seeking and that kind of stuff. And then we're graduating into how to use free mail and then more business stuff, like how to set up a website or use a shopping cart or something like that online.
So you mean
it's progressing.
You mean using the web for business purposes, or like setting up your own business, your own selling stuff online, or setting up your own website that you might sell things, like that kind of business?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely. That's great. And are those free, or how do people get more information on that?
So anybody can get more information on anything that I've mentioned by leaving a message with me directly at 543-4548. And that also includes the round of business training that we did for Best in the West, where we wanted to repeat that outside of the Best in the West context. That's setting up a business plan, you know, marketing,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff as well. So people should really reach out to me and take advantage of the fact that there's this Vista in town who's really here to just give one-on-one education support for small business development.
Wonderful.
And again, that number is 543-4548.
Wonderful. Okay, good. Thank you, Grady.
Thank you, Diane. Have an excellent day.
You're welcome. Oh, that was what a great service. And it's free. Free. Okay. We have a couple more callers. Our next caller is Andy from, I'm not sure where Andy's from, but welcome to Talk Line. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, this is Andy Inksman. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Just calling to sort of do a quick rundown of what we can anticipate for the breakup bash.
Yes,
year.
Yes.
So obviously it should be soon, I'm guessing the next week to 10 days, judging by how people have said the ice looks. But we have two musical guests signed up as of right now. Number one, we'll have local favorite Mike McIntyre and his Farthest Frost group performing first on the flatbed truck down at the riverbank. Again,
on the flatbed truck.
On the flatbed truck, always graciously donated by Crowley Fuel. They always drive it down for us.
Yeah,
nice
yeah.
Them.
That's cool.
After Mike and his band plays, we're going to have Mutt Jung's band. I think their new name is Rising Tide, also local favorites.
Hmm.
The only caveat there is if it's, I think Mutt's birthday is on a week from today, Friday, and he's playing a show that night. So if it's that same day, it'll just be the Mike McIntyre group and not Mutt's group. But any other day, you'll get two bands for the price of nothing. So everyone come on down to the riverbank. The way it usually works is if the ice goes out before noon on any given day, the breakup bash will take place that evening,
mm-hmm.
usually around 5:30. If it's after noon, it'll take place the next evening.
Around 5:30?
So, yeah,
okay.
Exactly. And of course, there'll be free hot dogs and Kool-Aid, and it should be a lot of fun. Hopefully the weather will cooperate.
Yeah.
It's been pretty warm lately, so we look forward to it. But just letting everybody know. Get excited. It's going to be a fun day down riverbank. So.
Do you have some breakup guesses that you've made?
I guessed. I bought one book of tickets.
What's your earliest guess?
May 3rd. So
wow.
I went May 3, May 4, May 5, May 6, May 7. All my guesses were about 1 hour after high tide in the evening. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. And, I'm in that neck of the woods myself.
Yeah.
I may nudge you off, but anyway. Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day and
thank you.
Good work.
Talk All right. Later. Thank you, Andy. All right. Good morning, Shaddy from YK Fitness Center.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just calling to give my weekly announcement.
Yeah. All right.
So
Is it free babysitting for parents?
Not exactly.
Okay. Okay.
This weekend is free admission to the pool, sponsored by the Angstman Law Office, though. So if anybody in the community is looking for something to do, they can come on over. And just like every other weekend, the entire weekend is half price, thanks to the YK Life Savers organization. That includes today, tomorrow, for the adults, if they want to come with their kids who are free, and Sunday. We're still rocking and rolling with our program. There's a few more weeks before they end, and then the third week of May, our new classes are going to start. We have a condensed 5-week schedule, that will start the third week of May and run for 5 weeks, ending just before July 4th. Mm-hmm. We're actively looking for swim instructors, and we're doing an informational session next Tuesday at 6:30 here at the facility. So if anybody is interested in becoming a swim instructor, helping out in the community, teaching the youth how to swim, this is a perfect opportunity. And again, this is just an informational session to explain the requirements, the certification, and the time that's needed to become a swim instructor, and that's next Tuesday at 6:30. If anybody listening is interested and they can't make it, please just send us an email or give us a call and express your interest, and we'd be happy to work with you.
Now, to teach swimming at the YK Fitness Center, does a person need some kind of like water safety instructor or some kind
exactly.
of certification
yep.
to be an official instructor? Okay.
Yep. So my boss, actually, Stacy Reardon, who's the facility director, is certified to teach people to become certified.
Great. Oh,
yeah.
What a great thing. Okay, good.
Yep. So she's going to be doing that this first couple weeks of the summer,
mm-hmm.
and then hopefully we can rebuild our swim instructor staff and get some good swim classes going for the second half of the summer.
Terrific.
Because unfortunately, we're losing our swim instructors. A couple of them are teachers, and a couple of them are just leaving. So we need to rebuild that staff so we can keep teaching the young kids in the community how to swim.
Cool. All right.
And that's pretty much it. Free Saturday tomorrow, half price all weekend. New classes start in the third week of May. And then the big one is the instructor class next Tuesday at 6:30.
Wow. All right. Thank you.
Yep. If anybody has any questions about anything pertaining to the fitness center, just give us a call or come on over.
Okay.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.
Okay. The fitness center. What a terrific place. Okay. Alexi, welcome to Talkline. Good morning, Alexi.
Yes, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have only one concern that's been in my head.
Okay.
For quite some time. The power plant that exploded in Japan.
Oh, Fukushima?
There you go. When it exploded, the radiation, it went into the ocean and drained out into the ocean. And, that radiation is going to be carried when the tide goes out or in. And it's going to spread, the tide travel. The ocean is faster than the river. The breeze and everything are in the United States already. That's just telling me that the radiation's here in the United States in Lower 48. And not only that, it's going to come up to Alaska also. And all the fish that are swimming, that are contaminated with the radiation, they're not good to eat. They're poison. It's going to kill a person or the dog if you feed it to the dog.
Yeah.
I was wondering if the Fish and Game is going to be monitoring the fish that are coming in from the oceans into the Kuskokwim River and see if they are contaminated with radioactive. That is the only concern that I have, because if it is, then they should be the first alerters to alert the people that they are contaminated with the radioactive. If they're not, we'll be lucky to have good fish this year. But if they are contaminated, then the Fish and Game should be the ones that out there monitoring the fish that are coming in before the people are consuming it. That is the only concern that I have, because it is in the United States already. I don't know about Alaska. It might be in Aleutians right now, or it might be close to Aleutians, or it might be in Aleutians. So that's my concern.
Okay, thank you. And I think that it is still leaking,
up to this date. Yes,
yes.
To this date, it is still leaking. They cannot stop it, because if they try, and if they get close, they're going to get melt. That's it.
Right, and it is showing up now in tuna, but what's the question is there enough being found in the fish to be a concern to human consumption.
And
some scientists say not yet.
I
don't know myself. I'm just saying what reports I've read.
Yeah, but if it's contaminated, really, would anyone eat contaminated food? I don't think I would. It's going to kill me. It doesn't matter if it's low dose or not, because if it's low dose, the more you eat, it's going to build up. It's going to add up.
Yep.
So that's my concern, is I hope they do monitor it here in the United States already, but I'm just saying it's for the safety of the people that I'm concerned, because we are fish-eating people. So that's my concern. I hope they do monitor, when the fish start coming, because smells are coming in as soon as it breaks up and then the kin. So hope, and that's my concern.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you. Yeah, I think they have found trace elements of the kinds of radiation that I don't want to say too much because I don't know the right scientific language for it, but it has shown up in tuna now off the Pacific coast. And at the same time, some scientists, say that it's not at a high enough level. It's within a safe range for human consumption, but who knows if you eat a lot and it adds up in your system, like can happen with mercury, if there's mercury that's getting into the fish populations and you continue to eat a lot of fish, your mercury levels can rise. But anyway, that's still a horrible disaster from a nuclear power plant in Japan. So we have another caller, Ralph. Good morning, Ralph. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, my mom. It's already been thrown in salmon, king salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Those bugs already contaminated by Japan's accident, a nuclear plant. I don't know about others, but it's been thrown in southern of Alaska. Places, they said, warning, be careful, watch out for the sushis. Those bugs are with big black teeth, and I've seen it in my own when I checked it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you guys know. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I did read somewhere that salmon, they have found some traces in salmon. Okay, thank you, Ralph. So again, everyone, if you are someone who would like a second chance at the Ice Classic in a completely separate raffle, still run by Bethel Community Services Foundation, you can buy a ticket and guess the exact minute that the tripod will trip the clock or stop the clock. So it's whether you guess that minute. So we'll and those tickets are $250 for one ticket. Only 60 will be sold. And you can buy them at AC today from 11 to 6 and tomorrow from noon to 3. And starting on Monday, you can call in to purchase and make your purchase tickets. And that's at 545-8483. Okay. Good morning, Michelle. Michelle is on the line. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, Diane, this is Michelle DeWitt, I just wanted to call.
Have I garbled up this second Ice Classic thing terribly?
No, not at all. I just wanted to call you guys and see if there were any questions and make a couple of clarifications. So one thing, this pricing of these 60 tickets are fairly high, and that's because there are only 60 available, and as a result, people can choose to purchase as a pool. Pool rules are available, so a group of folks can go in together to purchase a minute.
Okay.
And when you purchase the minute, it is owned. Nobody else can guess that minute. And then the deadline is the day before the river goes out. So if anybody makes a same-day guess, a same-day purchase, we will refund those tickets. We want all purchases in the day before breakup occurs or until they sell out. So those are just a couple of trivia points about the Second Chance Ice Classic. And if folks have questions, they can call the phone at 545-8483. And they can also purchase their minute through through that phone. They are setting up now at AC. Sales are going live in about one more minute.
Okay, so let me just make sure, because people are used to like the hour and the minute, but what you actually can buy is you don't have to buy like a whole time, right? You can just buy, I think it's going to break, I mean, I think it's going to trip the wire at
minute
03.
It's minute, yep, exactly. So this is really different from the original ICE
right.
Classic, where it's month, date, hour, minute. This is just the minute. So if you're like, oh, I think that river is going to break and it's going to happen at minute 07, and you purchase minute 07, you have a chance to win every single hour at minute 07. So every hour that passes, you have a 1 in 60 chance of winning.
Right. Okay. And then hence 60 tickets. Okay.
Exactly.
So the total pot will be 15,000, and the winner will get 2/3 of that pot, right?
That's right. If every minute sells, the pot will be 15,000, and 2/3 of that would be $10,000.
Okay.
But that's contingent on every minute selling. And based on the interest we're getting so far, I think there's a chance that that will happen. But it'll be 2/3 of whatever pot is raised, with a maximum pot of $15,000.
Oh, my gosh. What a fun idea. I think that's awesome. Okay.
Every year we're trying to add something fun to the ICE Classic and something new. And we also added a breakup calendar on the side of the ICE Classic Shack. So now if you're driving down Front Street, you can see the historical breakup calendar on the outside of the ICE Classic Shack as well. So every year we're trying to make improvements, and this year with the delay between the end of the ticket sales of the regular ICE Classic and actual breakup happening, we were able to launch this secondary competition.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. That's really cool. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, she clarified a little bit from my trying to figure out the ICE Classic there.
I thought you were a professor. I thought you were smart.
Not though that
you're a teacher.
Professor doesn't always mean smart. It just means
I
annoy students with homework. That's what it means. All right, so there's Cesari. Coming back for round two. We're ready. What's up?
Michelle, answer my questions.
No. Oh, are you going to... Oh, are you thinking about the minute...
Yeah, because I was kind of worried what happened when it's not filled up, just the kiss, so she said she's going to return the money, right?
Oh, what now?
If the 60 tickets was not sold, and the money be returned, or if the 60 minute was not sold and somebody win, there be break up with the time when it's when they no match the 60, like for example, is 58 minute being sold and 59 minute breakout come.
Oh, I see. I don't know how. Well, I don't know. I think they're going to sell most of the tickets, though.
Yeah, but what happens when they come break up with the time when they is not cover? They be everybody have a refund?
Oh, I see. If nobody selected
03,
then it breaks at 03 and there's no winners, then I think there's no winners, like any other raffle.
So everybody get the...
It's a fundraiser, so that money will go into probably projects that they support.
Are you sure that you have some money?
I'm not sure.
You see, because I understood the money be refund. If nobody hit it, that's what is confusing. And
really?
I'm sure Michelle will go and call and confirm because...
Michelle, if you could clarify that, if there are no winners on the 60 ticket, is there
not
a refund?
It's not, there be not 60 tickets because these tickets be not repeating themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There is only 60 tickets, 60 minutes. And with the 60 minutes, if there be sold, for example, 47 tickets and these... that means all the money get refunded automatically, or if the winner be with 47 minutes and that be the winner, but there was not so all of them anyway. So that is the question. You know, if they don't sell all the tickets, sell 10 tickets only, okay? And the 10 minute, the first 10 minute, people with 1, 2, 3 to 10.
Yeah.
And somebody win with that 10 minute, 1:09, for example. they split the pact over the come or they turn the money because there's no solo tickets though.
Okay, that's a good question. All right, I don't know. Let's see, and we'll see if Michelle can call in and clarify
that.
Yeah,
I'm sure she called, but anyway.
Or send us an email.
Yeah, you guys listen this early morning, this bird gaggling. What? Oh, man, that's beautiful.
Oh, what are you, what's beautiful?
Those early 5, 6 o'clock when you get up outside and those old birds sitting on the pools and lines and calling one to another one. And,
oh, yeah.
And just feel like new life starting and I just really enjoy those listening to them, you know, try to get themselves together. They're horny, the ones, too. Looking for a partner quickly. The summer is really short, and they're calling really beautifully outside. I just really, really like listening to them in the morning.
Yeah, that is nice.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Cesare.
Bye.
I love the sound of the birds, too. And I always note the first time I hear the geese, which actually was yesterday afternoon. Okay, Stella. Good morning, Stella. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, good morning. I just heard that my sister, she came to Bethlehem and she is going to go to the All Nations Powwow in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I was just listening to the radio, and I told my sister I wish I could have gone with her because it's a lot of fun.
Was she? Did you listen to Native America Calling? And they were reporting from. Were they reporting from that?
Yeah, they were reporting from Albuquerque.
And your sister was there?
My sister and my niece went down there.
Wow, they're so lucky.
I know, but I'm glad they're representing for Grandma Napa from Michigan.
Wow. That's really neat.
But anyways, I was hoping that, you know, BNC and them could, you know, have a place for adults to hang out still. Like, you know, playing arcade games or, like, having pool tables, something fun to do so people could try to stay out of, you know, trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be more fun. But, this past Wednesday, we just had our Paul Jenkins 1 year since he passed away, and I'm so, me and my husband were so thankful that, you know, it's been 1 year, we never touched alcohol, and ever since I changed my life around, I was glad not to, you know, touch that, and I kept my up on my promise to myself to him. So we just had his 1 year this past Wednesday, and we're just I know we all miss him. I know everybody in Roundabout misses him too, but I'm just, you know, praying, hoping that I know I blurted it out last week, but it's too much, and people need to also, when they're driving, they need to not text and drive. They need to watch the road and not get their eyes off the road because could have bumped somebody. But yeah, that's all my talking I wanted to share.
Okay, so, thank you, Stella, and thank you for your health and well-being that you have, sounds like you've worked on. And I hope your sister brings you lots of really neat pictures from that powwow in New Mexico.
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, I listened to that show this morning, and I thought, wow, what a fabulous time down there. And I'm glad to talk to somebody who has a sister down there.
I mean, she just went down there. She went down there to go to that. Okay, you have a good morning.
Good
you
morning.
Too, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Again, phone numbers to give us a call here are 543-5985, 543-2756.
Go ahead.
And 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
And I have an email from, I don't know if this person was going to be anonymous or not, so I'll just leave it anonymous to make sure. And the email is, and now this is about the PFD comments that were made earlier. Hear, hear. I couldn't agree more. We need to protect the PFD at all costs. All we need to do is cut out all the wasteful spending. Let's start by shutting down the Gusbuck School District, moving the troopers out of Antioch, and closing the Antioch Airport. Just eliminate all of the state services and all of the state spending there. Simple. And that can be a model for the rest of the state. Maybe Bethel could be next. Do your part to save the PFD. Huh. I don't know. I was with him, and then I don't know if he was being, maybe he's being sarcastic, I don't know. But the PFD is not going to be a great solution to our spending cuts. And, you know, they're going to cut, they have a proposal to cut 50 different programs from the University of Alaska. 50. The cuts are, you know, phenomenal, what's going on. Okay, Michelle has called back. I hope this is Michelle. And she will be maybe answering the question that Cesari had. Michelle?
Hi, Diane. Yes, yes, Michelle. I heard Cesari ask the question, and am I right in understanding that the question was, who wins if the minute that the river goes out was not purchased on the second chance?
Yes, that's one okay. question. And then what if not very many people buy the tickets or something? Or will there be refunds? Will there be a refund of their ticket?
Okay, I'll start with the first question.
Okay.
The first question being, let's say that minute five goes out, but minute five happened not to be purchased in the second chance.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be clear, we're talking about the second chance to all the listeners, not the main competition.
Second chance.
So if minute five went out and it wasn't purchased, the next closest minute that was purchased would win. And that would mean that if minute six and minute four had both been purchased, they would both win. And the jackpot would be split amongst those two winners. So if the minute doesn't sell and that's the minute that breakup happens with the second chance, the next closest guess wins on either side of that non-purchased minute. And then the next question was if there'd be refunds. You know, there are scenarios where there would have to be refunds for something like this, but I am not at all nervous about no tickets being sold. So as long as, you know, if we only sold 1 minute and that was the only minute that sold, obviously we would refund that. But anything beyond that represents a jackpot for the winners. And so I don't envision a scenario where we're not selling quite a few of these minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, the interest has been very, very high, and I've texted our sellers at AC a couple of times in the last 5 minutes asking some questions, and their lack of response tells me that people are probably there buying right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds good. All right, thank you, Michelle.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so these 60 tickets, they could go fast, so go get one at AC. Next, we have Wassily. Wassily, welcome to Talk Line. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. The people need to know what the nuclear plant are. They are similar to the nuclear missile warhead, when releasing radiation, it is its purpose is to annihilate with long-term illness, and if heavily exposed, it leads to slow death. Mike Williams was on a Yuk-to-Yuk yesterday with John Active, and if I heard it right, he said that some of his cats were glowing. And that would indicate it is very toxic with radiation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. It is starting to enter the food chain.
Yeah, and one of the fish that was shown to me, the pike that was catching the Johnson, its eyes were black and its mouth was not right, too.
Hmm. Hmm. Okay.
So people need to, you know, watch out for these fish. If they decide to fish, you know, do what they heard from people that, you know, to get rid of that. Dig out a, like a ground and put it there, not feed it to ducks or, you know, to anyone at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, that's all I have to say. Good morning, everybody, and stay sober. Okay.
Bye. Thank you for calling, Wassily. Okay, I really respect the observations that people make from the lives they're living and the experiences they have with subsistence. I think that's really good information. Vernon, you are on Talkline. Good morning, Vernon. Welcome.
Good morning. I don't know, for some reason I wasn't able to listen to you folks today. I usually log online, and there must be something wrong with the...
Oh, you mean the link at KYUK for Talkline, the live link wasn't working?
Yeah, online. Oh. But anyways, okay. That aside, I had tried calling last week, and I didn't call soon enough, so I didn't get online, but I thought I'd call for and say a couple things that I wanted to last week. I know last week there was a lot of talk about cleanup, greenup in Bethel and the surrounding villages. And I just wanted to remind folks that we sponsor funds through our community support program at Donlin Gold for the cleanup, greenup efforts throughout the Delta.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I checked with Danny Twitchell, who takes all the applications for funding, last week we were at about 50% of the apps that we usually received from the Delta Villages. And we usually have near 100% participation. So if folks are listening out in the communities in Bethel, either at the tribal offices or at the city offices, whichever entity sponsors the cleanup efforts throughout the YK Delta, encouraging folks to send in their applications to apply for funds before the end of the month. It's like today's the 28th, and we usually take applications, and we will... Even if the deadline does come, we will take some applications. So if folks haven't applied or submitted their applications for their cleanup, greenup programs, that they should call this number and speak to Danny. I know he's not in the office today, but he has a voicemail.
Okay.
And his direct line is 907-569-0452.
Okay. Okay, Vernon.
Okay, great. And that's all I wanted to share.
Oh, good. I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Okay, please apply for funds. We need to keep our area nice and clean.
I know. Good.
All right. Take care, you guys.
All right. Thank you. Clean up, green up.
Yeah, I'm surprised nobody from the city of Bethel called. Give us any information on it.
Yeah, I wonder what's happening.
They're
where
really
you know you
slacking.
Can pick up the bags, you know, the bright yellow bags.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with our city government and the employees and the council and the manager. Nobody's giving information on anything other than the fact, you know, the brief call that Rick Robb made.
You know, but, I have a cleanup, green up spot that I like to try to work on. And that's, I try to, along the old BIA road where a lot of people walk their dogs and kids play and out on the tundra where people berry pick, I've been slowly trying to pick up every dog mess that I can find. And I encourage anyone who walks your dogs out at old BIA or the sand pit, go ahead and bring an extra bag and pick up some dog stuff. And also I pick up the beer cans and the R&R bottles. And
you're drinking beer too?
Well, you know what? The state of the world has got me going. No, but anyway, I I encourage people who do their dog walking to pick up after your dog and pick up after other dogs so that we can all enjoy our time in those multi-use areas where all kinds of people go and do recreation and just enjoy the great outdoors. We have a couple more calls, and the stream, the live stream, is on at kyuk.org. I think they've got that up and running now. Our next caller is Robert. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
I was listening to the talk show, and I was getting kind of concerned about our most loved, our most loved subsistence animal, fish.
You know,
and the way these guys are talking on the radio, you know, the scariness of it is, you know, if they keep scaring us, you know, maybe nobody's going to go fishing pretty soon. First, it's the gold mine problem, poison coming down, yet to happen. And now we're seeing in reality, people are talking about fish already contaminated, already reached here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, make me don't even want to go hooking anymore. There might be something in these fish that are healthy that we don't know about that got some kind of a disease in them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wish someone in the where the technology begins to start surveying our fish right away so that you know, we lessen our fear of what we're hearing of contamination from Japan or from the gold mine. And we're doing, you know, like Geiger counters or however they detect the poison. And, you know, that seems to be the next upcoming issue about some way to survey these fish that apparently already are here. And now that even like Mr. Williams or whoever seen all these scary looking fish, you know, I don't even want to hook anymore. It's getting so scary. And that's just from hearing from individuals. What I would like to hear is it from someone with modern technology detectors,
uh-huh.
like I said, something with the state doing Geiger counter checking or whatever they check with the poisons that we seem to be hearing about now.
Yeah.
And to verify that this really happening. What we're hearing is hearsay, and, you know, it's getting, everybody's going to start getting scared and they don't even want to subsist anymore pretty soon. But with proper technology indication that there is poison, then we'll believe that. But hearsay sure scares me hard, you know.
Mm.
And I would say they'd come up with more technology investigations before they start scaring people. And I call that hearsay because it's not authorized by authorized people with all the technology indicators that could be true. What we're hearing is people seeing ugly creatures and all that. Well, we've had
ugly creatures all my life, you know, and we still eat them. But the way they're talking, Japan and the gold mine, and it's been me worried about our subsistence. Pretty soon, we're going to have to change our way of subsistence and eat other things. I hope the muskox, they eat the muskox alone so that maybe we'll eat them instead.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's all I had, ma'am. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Robert. I mean, he makes a really good point, because it would be good to get some clear evidence of how, whether there is a risk with some of what people have been observing. Our last caller, Sam, you have a few minutes, so welcome to Talk Line.
Hello.
Hello. You have a few minutes. Last minutes.
Yeah, this is Sam with Bethel Star.
Okay.
I'd like to take a minute to say thank you to Donna Riley for her many years of service.
Oh, wow.
She's up and leaving us. We had a good dinner for her last night. So if you people see her out there, thank you, and good luck on her move.
Oh, okay.
She did quite a bit of work for us, so we're trying to recruit somebody that could fill her shoes.
Oh, wow. This is Bethel Search and Rescue, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And, oh, wow.
We're having a meeting on Thursday next week.
Uh-huh.
If anybody wants to come down and join or take that position, come on over.
Okay.
And thank you all for being there.
Thank you, Sam. All right, we have one. Thank you. You too. We have one last caller, Anonymous. You have about a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, I agree with Robert about that guy talking about scary fish. You know, we've had fish growing before in the Yukon, even before that nuclear action. They say there's some kind of algae. And sure, they see some of that debris, but that floats on top, so... You know, to scare people like that, you know, until we see the facts, it's not too good. Sure, we should be concerned, but I just kind of agree with Robert. But, you know, as far as that mine, one mine like that broke in Canada, and you should see the water, how ugly it looks and how it killed. It was in Colombia. It killed every fish in the river. So, you know, there's ways to do it safely, but you know, don't be scared about what we hear in Japan. Sure, that's scary over there, but how far does current go over there and how much diluted it gets? And you got to really, I agree with Robert, you got to get really fast before you start scaring people like that. So, Lord willing, we will have safe fish and lots of fish. Those are my comments. One more thing, you councilors down there trying to close the liquor stores with petitions, keep it up, change them, better. Council members, we don't need a bunch of cases of booze going to villages and money going to Canada and other places. We don't need that. We're doing fine without liquor store, and they can get their booze if they order. Too many people are dying for that. Too many kids are being hurt, and they don't need liquor stores down there. Keep it up, you councils. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. So that is another edition of Talk Line. We will hear from you again next week, and hope you guys have a wonderful day. Joe is up and leaving the building. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Goodbye.